Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze.
Mr. Booze. Mr. B-double-O-Z.
That sure spells booze.
Why does the BC government sell booze? I get the taxation of booze pot, but why be in the business of selling the stuff? I'll never understand why it is sold by a clerk who belongs to a government services union. I've got nothing against unions. I used to belong to one. But since when is the sale of alcohol a government service? And now that the union is threatening strike action that would shut down liquor distribution and stores, surely selling booze can be nothing but an additional headache the government doesn't need. Somewhere back in the mists of time, it may have made sense for the government to sell alcohol, but it hasn't made sense for a very long time. Over the years, the government has tinkered with liquor laws, including adding private stores, but even they have to buy their hooch from the government distributor. We've seen the latest silliness in the kerfuffle over allowing British Columbians to order some wine from another province, or for Canadians from other provinces to order wine from BC. It's embarrassing. And here's the story of getting a case of wine from the Okanagan to the United States. My brother came visiting from Pennsylvania one day and fell in love with an Okanagan Pinot Noir. A friend of his called the Okanagan Winery to order a case for my brother's wedding. The Okanagan Winery said it wasn't allowed to ship to a private person in the U.S., but could send it to a wholesaler in New York. What followed was weeks of farce, as that case of B.C. wine made its way to the border and got held up. Then it crossed the border and got held up. Then it made its way to New York, but they couldn't ship to Pennsylvania, where my brother lives, so it had to go to New Jersey, where, in exasperation, my brother's friend drove to and picked it up. I think it got there in time not for my brother's wedding, but his anniversary. And by the time you added shipping fees and duties, it was the most expensive present my brother's ever been given. Anyway, at least it's not only us who can't seem to let loose this obsession by governments of alcohol control. It's high time governments of all stripes got out of the alcohol-selling business. Tax it by all means, but privatize all sales outlets. If I can buy a wine-making kit at Costco, why can't I buy a case of wine at Costco? As for how we are dictated to in how, when, and where we're allowed to consume on a Canada Day weekend, don't get me started, or I'll need a drink.
Don't mess with D-double-O-Z, 'cause that spells booze, and you gotta lose with Mr.
Booze. Oh, yeah!
Don't mess around with Mr. Booze.
Don't mess.